If you're just joining us, you're listening to Weekends on All Things Considered. I'm Laura Sullivan, and it's time now for music. Singer-songwriter Rosie Thomas's new album is called With Love, and the title says it all. It's all about love. Where, oh, where was I? It's Thomas's first record in 4 years, and a lot has happened during that time. The singer did fall in love, but she also became seriously ill with a thyroid disorder. And for the first time in her career, she was forced to take a break and stop touring.
And so it took about 2 years to sort of get that in order. But what's amazing about that is in that timeline, I got engaged. I planned a beautiful wedding on my grandfather's farm with a parade. You know, that's why I say a lot of joy, a lot of sorrow, a lot of hardship, but a lot of wisdom gained in that time, which is wonderful.
Well, you poured all of that into this new album.
Yes, I did.
And, and you chronicle a lot of these experiences in one of the tracks on the new album. It's called Really Long Year.
Yeah, it's been a really long year. Flew to Oklahoma. That's where he got down on one knee. When I told my mom, she was in tears. The day we pulled out her wedding gown, she hadn't looked it in 40 years. And I watch reminisce for a while. Just 19 and walking down the aisle.
It's such a beautiful song. I mean, it just really captures sort of the joy and the wonder of falling in love. And the song ends with the lines, I never thought that I would see the day I danced with Grandpa on my wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was marriage something that you just never pictured for yourself?
Yeah, kind of. You know, I think that I never really stopped to think I would have, you know, whatever we claim is normalcy. I would see my friends getting married and think, good for them. I've got all these things I gotta do, and that's okay if that's not for me. And then it happened. It happened to me, you know.
This album is quite different from your previous work. It's more pop than it is folk. Is that something you did on purpose?
Well, it's funny. I don't know if I meant to, you know. I had all this time, you know, after I sort of went through the thyroid breakdown and debacle, and I really enjoyed playing music in such a different way coming out of that season. And so it caused me to write tunes in a different meter, more hand claps. You know, there's just more joy to be had.
Well, let's listen to the song Over the Moon from the album With Love. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, mine too.
When I think of your love, it puts a joy in my step. The way you play with my heart makes me your instrument. When I'm walking with you, it's like I'm walking on clouds. I always feel love just by being around. 'Cause you feel me.
Such a great pop song.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? I wrote that.
I've often heard that it's easier to write about, you know, pain and heartbreak than it is to write about love and happiness. Is it true?
Yeah, in my opinion, it's true. I mean, listen, I wear my heart on my sleeve. You know, my entire life I've been trying to build people up, trying to build myself up. It's a lot easier to do that when you got the sorrow going. Boy, can you really say some cool things, you know. This boy said to me after a show when he found out I was getting married, he said, Rosie, can I ask you something? I said, you got it. He said, are you going to write the same kind of tunes now that you're getting married? I said, don't you worry. I'm still totally depressed. And he said, awesome. I said, yeah. And we high-fived, you know. Sam said to me, Sam Beam, when I did the Iron and Wine touring, he said, you find it harder to write songs now that, you know, you're married and now that you've found love. I said, yeah, it's different. But you know what's cool? It gives me a different repertoire. So if I fell in love, then I know what that feels like now, and I can sing about it because I actually know what it feels like, and I want it for everybody else, too.
Rosie, you worked with pretty famous musicians on the album. Sufjan Stevens, who you've worked with before, and Sam Bean, who you mentioned from Iron and Wine, and David Bazan from Pedro the Lion. And I've read that both Sam Bean and David Bazan encouraged you to let it out vocally.
Yes.
What exactly did you let out?
Oh, my personality, I think, was a big one.
So it sounds like before you were sort of a shy singer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I still had yet to figure out what I had to say. And I think for the first time, this time around, I have a bit more life experience, and I have something to offer back.
When you're going from singing shy to singing loud,
yes.
was there a moment where you said, yeah, I can do this. I can totally do this.
Well, you had 3 hours every night where I would sing for 3 hours straight, and I loved it. I mean, I felt like J-Lo or Beyonce. I mean, I just could not wait. This is my Aretha Franklin moment, I think. And I started pushing out, and Dave would say, do it again. And I'd sing it again. Do it again, he'd say. And I'd sing it again. And finally, one moment, he came into the sound room, and his arm hairs were standing up. And he said, now I believe you. And I knew what he meant. I sang from the heart.
What song were you singing?
I was singing Back to Being Friends.
Well, why don't we take a listen to that one right now? Rosie, this album is all about love. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to go from here?
Oh, man. We'll see what happens this next time around. But, you know, life is going to present that to me. And I'll say all I'm going to do from here is keep my eyes open and keep my heart open always. And I'll sing about that.
That's singer-songwriter Rosie Thomas. Her new album, With Love, is out now, and you can hear a few tracks off the album at our website, nprmusic.org. Rosie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. You're wonderful.
How I wish that I had told you more and more how much I loved you so. How could I have known that you'd leave me to really let you know.
Our program is directed today by Phil Harrell. The staff includes Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Kenya Young, Petra Mayer, Becky Sullivan, and Amy Held. Our intern is Lauren Benishue. The technical director is Melissa Marquis. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Frederico, Krishnadev Cullimore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Kee Molesky. Mathani Maturi is our senior editor, and Stieg Lichtig is our senior producer. I'm Laura Sullivan, and for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm not convinced this heart would mend, 'cause being friends.